Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I have a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
This was a past order. It was in 2020, October or November. So they already measured, but the thing is now we might have to cut the countertop a little bit bigger, so the cooktop could fit.
Is this Home Depot?
Correct, Home Depot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
In Stamford, Connecticut.
No problem. We can no longer cut cabinets or countertops. We can't perform any of those types of modifications any longer.
For like the cooktops?
Correct. Even for like how we used to, like if you ordered a wall oven, we would go out and if the space needed to be opened up a little bit to accommodate it, we can't cut the cabinetry. We can't cut the countertops. We can't do any of those custom. We can't do any of that custom work anymore. That's coming straight down from Home Depot corporate.
Wow, what happened?
I think that I really don't know for 100% certain, but there it may have been a case. I don't know. I can't say. I want to say it may have been a case where someone could have cut too much or someone could have made a mistake and maybe caused a customer to have something replaced. But even if that was the case, our installation offices have $1 million insurance policies that would cover any mistakes that our installers make. So we're covered on our side. So I'm not sure why Home Depot said no more custom labor. But this is something that just went into effect not too terribly long ago. Because I had someone call in. They had like a measure or something in like January. And then they were ready to have everything, and then they were set up for install, and then nobody went out, or they weren't contacted about it, or I can't remember exactly what the issue was, but either or way, I sent over an email like, hey, what's going on with this? Why are we not, assisting this customer? And then I got an email back from our team that said, per Home Depot corporate, we can no longer cut cabinetry. We can no longer cut countertops. We can no longer do any of that.
And just to clarify, the countertop for, the cooktop, like the stove cooktops, right?
Right. We cannot cut countertops.
That's crazy. All right. Wow, did they say we're switching to anything? No, it's not your fault. I didn't even know either. Because I'm over here, we're still doing the measures and all that stuff. And I thought you guys are still doing the labor. So I had to call you guys to confirm.
Yeah, I thought we were still doing it too up until not too long ago. This is brand new. Let's see. There should be an update that I have somewhere that I could read a little bit more info. Let's see, where is it?
Did they ever tell you if there was did they tell you that if we're going to another company to do cutouts or anything like that?
Oh, no. I think that what it is now is that if the customer needs any custom work done, they have to actually get a contractor. That's right. So here it is. It says, says for any orders with modifications, due to EPA rules, Home Depot orders with modifications are not able to be made without special licensing for homes built prior to 1977. If you see a Home Depot order with modifications outside of a regular install, please look on the order to see what year the house was built in. It should be listed under the PO number on the order in DMS. If a customer is calling to schedule, they have mods on the order in the years before 1977, let them know the verbiage below and get an email over to our team. We're unable to complete any modifications on homes built 1977 or before until we obtain the required EPA license. Home Depot Corporate is aware as we work towards obtaining the requirements to resume modifications. So, I mean, and that was as of April 10th. No, that was a February 8th, so that's not the most recent update. Where is the most recent update? I'm trying to find that because it would just happen like a couple of weeks ago. Let's see.
Oh, that's when it fully went into an effect, right?
I suppose that's when that part of it went into effect. Let's see. So what is this? Let's see. Where is this information about? Because this is very important that I find this information. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, so there's this I found from April 2nd when I sent over the thing about the customer not getting his additional work done. And then I got a message back that says, so the update that was posted says, team, we were just updated from XPO home office that we will not be performing any cuts or drilling holes or any other type of modifications to the customer's countertops or cabinets. Please see below. We cannot perform any modifications to countertops or cabinets until further notice, regardless what year the home was built. This also includes services sold as custom labor. The stores are removing the SKUs associated with countertop/cabinet modifications, but custom labor would also fall in this arena as we use it for multiple things. This will mainly fall on the service providers in the field to make sure they don't complete until we have an official update. However, our team is the first line of defense with communication to the client and customer. If you receive calls from Home Depot regarding cabinet and countertop modification not being completed, please direct the rep to reach out to their DSM, District Service Man, District Salesman. I don't know what that is. So
you're right. First time.
So it says reach out to their DSM for assistance. Verbiage below. XPO is unable to complete cabinet and countertop modifications on homes until further notice per Home Depot Corporate. You cannot use the custom labor SKU as a means to bypass the system. If you have any questions or concerns regarding deactivation of SKUs and services, please reach out to your DSM for assistance. Thanks. And that was as of April 2nd when I received that communication.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what happened that caused that to go into effect, but that is what's going on right now.
All right, good thing I called you.
Absolutely, yes, sir, yes, sir. So there anything – go ahead.
Are we still doing measures under you guys, though, or
– I mean, yeah, that would be perfect. I mean, if you – because that way – if you send our techs out for a measure, they can measure the space, and then you guys at the store would be better able to assist the customer in selecting a unit that will fit in the space without any modifications, if possible. You know, so that way the customer has those options. You know, because maybe they liked a certain thing. But if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. But maybe they can find something else that will fit. And if they find something that will fit the dimensions of the space, then they should be good to go because it shouldn't require any custom labor or modifications. So the measures would still be very helpful.
Yeah. But with our more modern appliances for our cooktops, they're at least an inch bigger now.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand.
They're at least an inch bigger. Their length and their wood size at least an inch and like a quarter. And that's like, that's something.
It really is. Absolutely.
Yeah, unless they want to fill in the space left, but it might still not be secure.
Right, right. Yeah, it would have totally been a better idea for the manufacturers to have a standard and stick to that standard instead of just making appliances in all different sizes, you know, because, I mean, there should be like a – it would have been better for the manufacturers to go with a small, medium, large standard. So either you have a small yeah. oven, a medium oven, or a large, but regardless of what you pick – they all have the exact same dimensions and the exact same, you know, installation process. So that way, whatever the customer has, you know, it would be either a small, a medium, or a large. So then, you know, it'd be easier even for the customer, because then it's like, okay, well, you could ask the customer, well, do you have a small oven or a medium oven or a large? They say, well, what do you mean? Well, is it a smaller? Is it medium or is it large? Well, I don't know. Well, if you could measure it, you know, and get us the measurements, then we'd be able to let you know if it's small, medium, or large. And then if they go measure it with a tape measure and it's, you know, 16 inches, okay, you've got a small. Then if it's 22 inches, you've got a medium. And if it's 28 inches, you've got a large. And then you guys would know how to – the sales reps at your store or any other store would know, you know, okay, so this is what you need to replace it. And then it could just be an easy, you know – replacement. Just pull it out, put in a new one, and be done with it. But the manufacturers are making them all different sizes, you know, because you got custom homes nowadays, and you know, you've got these people that got all this money. They've just got money. So they, you know, if it requires, you know, for their cabinet to be cut at, you know, weird, you know, sizes, they can afford to pay somebody to cut it to their perfect size, you know. So the manufacturers, you know, aren't really looking out for the consumer as much so as they're looking out for, I guess, just making high-end appliances for those people that can afford it.
Exactly. And you guys did installs too, right? After the cutout?
Yes, we do installs as well. So if the customer were to have their heart set on an appliance, and we go out and measure, and we say, okay, so these are the measurements of the space, and this is what would have to be done in order for the unit to fit in the space. Then the customer could contact a contractor, and if that contractor, all they're good for is they're like a carpenter. So they can cut the space. So they pay the carpenter $150 to cut the space or whatever. And then, you know, so you guys and us lose out on that additional money, but it's only $150, you know, so maybe that's not too big of a deal. But once you think of it on the scale of thousands or tens of thousands of customers, I mean, that really does add up. But okay, so, but for this customer, they're purchasing an oven that costs, you know, maybe it costs $1,200. Okay, we lost $150 in custom labor because they had to pay somebody, but at least they were able to pay the $1,200 for this really nice oven, and Home Depot made the sale. Our guys got to install it, and everybody, you know, won all the way around. Because y'all made money on the sale, we made money on the install, and the guy that cut the cabinetry, he made $150 to open the space. So good for him. So that, I guess that's, you know, the way that it is for now, until something is figured out where Home Depot will allow us the opportunity to go back to making modifications to countertops and cabinetry.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Thank you for all the info. That's crazy.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm surprised it didn't get sent out like a blast email, because, like, you know, the COS of your store, like, I don't know what store you're with, but if you were with store 3458, then they could have just sent out a blast to every store, you know, like COS_store_number@homedepot.com, and then just listed that for every single one of their stores, and then sent out an email and said, you know, announcement. Here is an update. We're no longer doing modifications. The SKUs are being removed until further notice. So please, you know, make sure your customers are aware. If any modifications are required, they're going to have to get a carpenter or a contractor to perform those modifications. But we do still sell installation services, and we do still sell appliances, so we can still assist them in those regards.
All right. Oh, wow. All right.
But Yeah, but yeah, I know how it can be a turnoff if you tell the customer, you know, that they might have that they would have to contract somebody or get a cat or get a carpenter to cut their cabinet if they want this oven if it's bigger than the existing oven, because that takes up more of their time. Because if our guys are doing it, they go out and they cut the space and they they do the work to open up the space, they install it and get everything done one shot deal. So that way the customer has the delivery and then they have the install. So only, and then they had the measure, delivery, and install, but now they're going to have the measure. They're going to have the carpenter or contractor, the delivery, and the install. So instead of a 3-day process, it's going to be a 4-day process potentially.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that cuts the customer out of, you know, their time. So hopefully soon we'll get an update saying we can go back to doing our custom work. So our guys make more money, you guys make more money, and the customers will be happier because they won't have to dedicate, you know, 4 days of their life. They can only dedicate 2 rather than 4 to get the jobs done, or 3 rather than 2, I should say, or 3 rather than 4, I should say. I'm sorry. Because you have to. Yeah, because you have to have the measure, and then Home Depot delivery, and then XPO install. But now it's
exactly. Measure,
carpenter, delivery, XPO install, or contractor could be in place of carpenter. It just depends on who has the skill to cut these. You know, because these customers have these nice, nice countertops. You know, they're making them out of marble and granite and whatnot. And those are precious stone, you know, and they're so expensive. Some of our installation offices will even refuse to even touch it. Like if it requires to be cut, we'll just tell the customer, sorry, we can't cut your countertop. Because when they're cutting it, if they were to make the slightest, you know, if they twitched while they were cutting it and it chipped that countertop, that could cause for the whole slab of granite or marble to have to be replaced. And that'd be thousands of dollars for that slab of rock to be replaced. And that's why some of our installation offices won't even touch it. They're just like, no, you're going to have to get a specialist to do that. We can't do it. Also, that goes along with tile when it comes to these customers that have these backsplashes behind their stove that go up the wall.
Exactly.
And yeah, our guys, if they find that the backsplash is too tall, oftentimes they'll tell the customer, you're going to have the tile removed or whatever necessary before we can install this microwave, because we're going to have to drill into behind this microwave, and we cannot drill into your tile, because if we drill into that tile and it cracks the whole tile, then we're liable to have to replace that backsplash.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure if there was an incident or something that caused Home Depot to get some kind of massive complaint from someone about a huge amount of money deal, you know, from something getting messed up, or if they just decided to not put the liability on the installers anymore or what, because it is a huge liability for our installers to do these kinds of things, because, you know, if they make a mistake, you know, you can't use an eraser to erase it. Once it's done, it's done. And then that causes the customer even more hassle, because if they were cutting the cabinetry and they thought they had it measured right, they were doing everything by the book, and then it turns out they were an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch off, well, now there's a gap and the customer is not happy. Well, what are we going to do? Well, how are we going to find filler that's the exact same color as the cabinetry that they already have? Is that even possible? Can we make that filler work, you know, or if we chip that countertop, you know, they're going to have to wait and have someone replace their whole slab of countertop, but they're going to have an assessor come out to assess the value of the countertop, and then they're going to have to wait to get compensated. And so it's just a headache, you know, for the customer that we don't want the customer to have to deal with when they could have avoided it by having a specialist do those types of things.
Exactly. Oh, wow. A lot of stuff.
It really is.
I just sent out 2 measures the other day. And now, oh, man.
Well, no, the measures are good. Like I mentioned, the measures are still good because you still may possibly be able to find a unit that will fit the exact dimensions of the space. That could still be possible. So it's always a good thing to have the measure. We just can't do, and also because we get to go out and measure, we can go ahead and give the customer a heads up of what, if any, modifications need to be made. And if these customers got these, you know, some of them, not all of them, because some of the people that are buying these expensive appliances, you know, they just have enough money to afford to make this upgrade. But some of these people that are buying them have plenty of money and it's not an issue for them. So if our guys say, you know, okay, so in order for this to fit and this to fit, these are going to have to be modified. And then the customer, you know, they don't mind calling a contractor or a carpenter because they've got big bucks and they can just call somebody else to do the work. And then when they're ready, you know, they can have their appliances delivered and installed and it's not a problem for them because they've got the big bucks. So for some of the people, it doesn't matter so much. But for others, like if it was me and I got my stimulus check and said, hey, I want to replace my oven, you know, it's because the other one's going out, time to get a new oven. Well, let's go ahead and invest in a $1,200 oven. You know, that'd be it. I wouldn't have the extra money to spend on, you know, a bunch of some other people to come out and do some custom labor for me. That just wouldn't work.
Yeah. Sure.
But I'm glad you called those, so that way I was able to let you know what the status is in regards to what's going on with our ability to perform the modifications. We don't have the ability to do them now. That's not to say that we won't have the ability to do them in the future, but hopefully you'll get your store and you will get the notice just as quickly as we do if that option resumes in the future.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Well, all righty. Well, was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, nothing else. I just want to make sure, too. So you guys said you guys are going to do labor in the future, but right now it's you guys are just, you know, taking time off, trying to get the license to be able to do labor?
The wording that I had, I can't guarantee that we're going to be doing it in the future. It's going to be a decision that's going to have to be made the top at Home Depot Corporate. But I'm checking to see if I can find that email again. Let's see. I think I will be able to find it pretty easily. Yeah, here it is. Okay, so what did it say? It said, XPO is unable to complete cabinet and counter modifications on homes until further notice, per Home Depot Corporate. So it says, until further notice. Now, until further notice, that further notice may never come. You know, it's going to be a decision that comes down the line from Home Depot Corporate. So if Home Depot Corporate sees that, you know, because they're watching them, you know, of course, corporate's watching the money that the stores are making. They've got their eyes on that. So if they see that the stores are losing thousands and thousands of dollars across hundreds and hundreds of stores, well, that would be hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that are lost because we're not doing this extra work. And then they might say, okay, well, we'd rather not lose out on those hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, we'll go ahead and re-implement the custom labor. Or maybe they'll contract out and say, look, we'll find a company that can find us specialists who can do that type of work. And they'll still sell those services, but they won't be done by our installers. They'd be done by other specialist companies. But Home Depot would be the initiator of the sale, and then the service would go out to whatever specialist company they find that can do the work. I really don't know.
That's all right. Why don't you just go talk to my ASM? That's pretty much all I can do, and I'm going to figure out if there's another way. If not, I'm just going to have to tell them straight up. They're going to have to find someone else to, you know, break down some brick.
Absolutely.
Break some wall down. Break some countertops.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I mean, in the cost,
right.
When you think about it, the cost of custom labor at the store, it really isn't going to be too much different than the cost of them contracting someone on the side to do the work for them, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it won't be too big of a loss on the customer side, even if the difference is $100 or $200 to have, you know, a specialist do the work rather than getting it done by our installers. But then, you know, again, it's that extra day that they have to have someone out to do that. So whether or not that's their day off or whether or not they're, you know, missing out on however many hundreds of dollars they could have made at work that day, you know, because some of the customers that have the big bucks, that's how they got them. They're making hundreds of dollars a day, you know, so we'll just have to see how it goes. And Home Depot Corporate will be the final decision maker on when and if we ever get to perform those modifications again in the future.
I gotcha. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, thank you. Take care now, all right?
All right, you too. Thank you for calling XPO. I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.